We are beginning today's Shir and Siman Reish Samach Gimel. We are up to Sif Beis, the second line on page 70. The Mechaber says in Sif Beis, Echod ha'anoshim ve'echod ha'anoshim chayovim lios b'basehem ner dolok b'Shabbos. Both men and women are chayiv to have in their houses candles lit on Shabbos. Afilu ein lo mayochal shoel al ha'psochim. Even if someone doesn't have what to eat, he should go around collecting by the doors. V'lokeach shemen, and he should buy oil. U'madlik asaner, and he should light the candles. Shezeh b'chlal oneg Shabbos, so that's included in oneg Shabbos. Says the Mishabura in Sifkaton Tes. We said that both men and women are chayav to have b'bateyam ner dolok b'Shabbos. They have to have in their houses candles lit on Shabbos. And even if you don't have what to eat, you have to go around collecting. Zok the Mishabura, ein ha'kavona de'ein lo klal mayocha. We're not discussing over here that he has absolutely nothing to eat. Because if he had absolutely nothing to eat, then he shouldn't be going around collecting money for candles. He should be going around collecting money for bread for Shabbos. The Yikayim Bazem Mitzvah is Kiddush, because through the Lechem he can be Mekayim the Mitzvah Daraisa of Kiddush, the Gam Iker Su'uda Shabbos. And also he'll be Mekayim the Iker Su'uda Shabbos. Ela Kavana, rather the intention over here is, She'ein lo lecho mishal atzmo, that he doesn't have that which to eat from his own, She'hum misparnes mikupas atzdoka. Food is being taken care of by the kupa of tzedakah. Is getting taken care of. Afilu hochi tzorach lehishtadel lahasig gam keiner l'shabbos. We're saying over here is even though the tzedakah committee is taking care of his food needs, he still needs to do his own hishtadlus to make sure that he gets a ner l'shabbos. And if you look in note number 15, he writes, V'af shem maisa hadloka mutal ha'isha, even though the actual maisa hadloka, as we will see, is incumbent upon the woman. Ravozna writes, Shemikomakov chiyav hotzas ha'momon al neros ha'shabbos mutal al abal. The spending of the money for the candles for Shabbos, that is incumbent upon the husband. Ulefika chayav habal lachzor al psochel mutzor ner Shabbos. Therefore, it's the baal who has to go around collecting for ner Shabbos. V'chein k'sheyesh oreach ha'mishtate b'pruta, and so too when there's a guest who's joining in with the candles of the Baal Bayis and he's giving him a pruta, mishtativ im Baal Bayis, v'abal tzorach lahaknos lo shuv pruta me'ashemen o me'haner. That's all dependent on the Baal. The Baal, the husband, will get the money, and the Baal is the one who has to makna over to him a shuv pruta worth of oil or of candle. Back to the Mishabura. Umi sheyesh lo molus mitzumtzamim, one who has an exact amount of money, mitzvas lechem l'su'uda Shabbos kodom lakol. The first thing that a person has to spend his money on is to make sure that he has bread for the su'uda Shabbos. V'ner l'Shabbos kodom likach mishar ma'acholim. Then comes the candles for Shabbos, that comes before any other foods after the lechem. De'af d'shar ma'acholim u'basar u'gam ke mechal onek Shabbos. Even though it's true, other foods and meat are also included in onek Shabbos. Mikol makom ner odif yoseh mishum shalom bayis. But candle takes preference over that because the candle is for shalom bayis. Like we'll see later on. Umi, however, mishum ner dai ner echad l'chud. When it comes to candles, it's enough one candle alone. V'ashar yotzi al ma'achalei Shabbos. And the rest of the money you should then use for oneg Shabbos with other foods. K'darminim b'gemar, like the Gemara says, da'afilu ani tzarech la'asos dover mu'at l'chovet Shabbos. That even an ani has to do some hishtadlus for chovet Shabbos. V'ayim ha'ashek asad nul'el b'simen reish membeis b'mish shabura. So to summarize this in Mishabura, he's explaining that that which the Mechaber says, that even someone who doesn't have what to eat, should be shol al psochim, it doesn't mean he has mamish nothing to eat, because then the bread for Shabbos would come first. Rather, he's getting taken care of his food needs from the kupa, shel tzedaka, and therefore he goes ahead and collects money for the neros. And we said the order of preference is, first you have to use your money for bread for Shabbos, and then you use your money for one candle, and then you can use your money for other oneg Shabbos foods that you'd like to eat at your suda. Says the Mishabura vitamin Sivkaton Yud ala psachim, you should go around collecting by the doors, to who ikar oneg suda Shabbos, that candles is the ikar of the oneg of suda Shabbos. Umi, however, ein tzarach lozer rak b'shil ner echad, you'd only have to go around collecting money to get one candle, that would be enough for this ikar oneg suda Shabbos of the candle. And now we continue weiter in the Mechaber in Siv Gimel. Hanoshim muzharos bo yoser. Women are commanded about hadlakas neros more than men. Mipnei shem mitzuyos babayis. because they are found in the house, v'oskos b'tzarche habayis, and they take care of the needs of the house. Im ein yodo maseges liknos ner l'shabbos v'l'kiddush hayom. If a person cannot afford both candle for Shabbos and kiddush, and wine for kiddush hayom, ner Shabbos kodem. Ner Shabbos comes before the yayin for the kiddush hayom. V'cheinim ein yodo maseges liknos ner l'shabbos v'l'ner Chanukah. And so too, a person cannot afford the candle for Shabbos or the candle for Chanukah ner Shabbos kodem. The candle for Shabbos takes precedence over the candle for Chanukah mishum shalom bayis, because of shalom bayis. De ein shalom bayis below ner. There is no shalom bayis without a ner, specially for Shabbos. V'im ein yodo maseges liknos yayin l'kiddush v'liknos ner Chanukah. So he said before that neros for Shabbos override kiddush hayom. Neros for Shabbos override neros of Chanukah. But what if you have kiddush hayom and ner Chanukah? What comes first? So ayin l'kamon in simen tof resh ayin ches. On the one hand, yayin would be more tadir. On the other hand, ner Chanukah is pursuing nisa. And we come out over there that ner Chanukah, in fact, takes precedence over the yayin for kiddush. Let's see now the Mishnah Berurah, back to page 70. Sekatan Yud Aleph Hanoshim Musaros. We said that really the Iker Chiyuv is placed upon women. Va'afilu im yirtza habal lahadlik ba'atzmo. Even if the husband wants the light on his own, ha'isha kodemes, the woman still takes precedence. Im lo sheyesh harbe neros yochol hu gamkein lahadlik. Unless there are a lot of candles, in which case the husband can also light. And when a woman gives birth, b'Shabbos Rishonah Madlik Habal Umavarech. The first Shabbos after a woman gives birth, the husband lights and he makes the bracha. And when a woman is in Nida, she lights and makes the bracha and does everything on her own. Let's see note number 17 for discussion about the woman who gave birth and the husband is lighting for that first Shabbos. Ubetam Adover Kosov Hagrav Frankel Shekevon Sheena Ishi Yechol Lahadagas and Eras B'Makomam. Since the woman, we're assuming she is bedridden after having a baby and she can't get to the candles in their place, Mipnei Sheena Yechol Lokom Mimitasa, she can't get up from her bed, Lekach Yad Likem Baila. Therefore, the husband lights the candles as a very practical reason. She just physically can't get up to light, so the husband lights. V'hosavi adds on, Shalafiza, according to this, Im Efsher, if possible, Yesh Laniach Asanero Samuch Lamitasa Isha. If you could move the candles closer that she should be able to light, then that's what you should do. And so too nowadays. Let's say the woman gave birth on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday, everything went smoothly, and she's back home for Shabbos, and she's able to already move around. So then Rav Yoshev says, the minhag is that she lights on her own. So it's not a specific heebie-jeebie din that the man has to light the first Shabbos. It's a practical thing that the woman is not going to be able to light, so the man lights. But Zok Rav Yoshev and Rav Frankel, that if she is able to light by bringing the candles closer, or she's able to get up, then avada, the woman would in fact light. Continues note 17, Ukeshein ha'isha babayis, if the woman is not home, O she'ein be'efsharusa l'hadak asaneros, if for some reason she can't light the candles, Rav Yoshev says, she'benos habayis hagedolos kodmos l'bal b'adok asaneros. If there is a girl that's over his bat mitzvah, says Rav Yoshev, she would light before the husband lights. Kevan she'af hein mitzuyos babayis v'oskos b'tzarechov, because they're also found in the house, and they're also dealing with the needs of the house. Rav Nissen Karelitz is mistapik bedover. He's misupik about this. On the one hand, ha'im adiv shabal yadlik mishum shemitzah bo yosem b'shlucho. Do we say l'maisa, the mitzvah is really the man's mitzvah, and therefore mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho, therefore he should light over the daughter. V'rak v'ishto amru she'itad l'kevan she'ishto kugufo. And the only reason why the wife is able to light in place of the husband is because ishto kugufo, she's like him, but not the daughter. O shema adiv shabanos yidlakua. Maybe it's better for the daughter to light. Kevan sheshayach b'em matam ha'omer b'noshim. Since the reason that we say about noshim applies to them. Shekiv sanero sholom. Like we'll see soon in the Mishnah Berurah that Chava extinguished the light of the world. She was involved in Adam HaRishon's sin. And therefore that applies to all women. And therefore maybe there's a tzad that even though it's his mitzvah and you have mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucha for him to light, maybe the daughter should in fact light because of this reason that applies to the women. So he's masupik about it. Rav Yoshev says the daughter should light. Rav Nissen Karelitz is masupik about it. If his married daughter is over for Shabbos when his wife is not home, Rav Yoshev says shekodem yadlik hu es haneros v'yivarech. Then he should light first, v'yachar tadlik bito, and then his daughter should light afterwards. The imlo nimtsoim babayis ela habanim vabanos. Let's say the parents are away for Shabbos and the sons and the daughters are home by themselves for Shabbos. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbal says, Sha'odiv sha'achas me'abonos she'gilu mitzvos tadlikas aneros is better for one of the girls who already reached bas mitzvah to light the candles, kevan shaleim utolot tzorchei habayis, since it's incumbent upon them to take care of the needs of the house. Let's go weiter in the Mishabura, Sivkotan Yud Beis. We said in the Mechaber that the women are musharos more than men because their mitzvahs babayis are found in the house. The Otam, another reason brought down why the women light over men, we just saw mentioned in note number 17, and that is Bipnesha Kivsa Neiru Shalom. That's because the woman Chava extinguished the light of the world. Shegarma Misa Lodam Arishon, she was the cause of Adam Arishon to get Misa. Umikomakom Tosha Ish Yisakin Haneros. However, Zakta Mishabura, as we turn to page Lamed Vav, but it is appropriate that the man does in fact prepare the candles. And note number 20 says a very beautiful diuk from Rabbi Akiva Eiger, v'chein dikte Rabbi Akiva Eiger b'mishnayis, miloshen ha-mishnah. The Mishnah says in Shabbos, al shalosh averos noshen mesos b'shas le'dosan. Because of three averos, women die during childbirth. Al she'enan zehiros benido b'chalo b'lokas aner. If they're not careful about three mitzvos, one is nida, one is chalo, one is hadlokas aner. V'lo kosav atana ubener. Really, it should have said benido b'chalo ubener. Why doesn't it say ubener? K'mo she'kosav l'gabi chalo benido. Lomar Shayna Noshim Mitsuos Al Tikun Aner Ella Al Hadlokoso. Zakri Bukiv Eger, it says, Vidafka Hadlokas Aner, to show us that women are really just Mukhliyev in the Hadloka of the Ner, but really the husband should do the preparation of the Ner. And therefore, that's his diuk, that the husband, in fact, should be preparing the candles for his wife. Ukishem Mahavev Ha'ish As Aneros, if a man is pre lighting and extinguishing the candles for his wife, we'll see later on, Shehavaveim Kodem Zman Hadloka, he should do that earlier in the day. Kedesha Bishah Shegia Zman Hadloka Lo Tishtahe Ha'isha Badlakasa, shouldn't delay his wife when it comes time to do the Hadloka, shouldn't get too close to Shabbos. Therefore, he should light them earlier in the day to make sure they are ready for his wife. Says the Mishabura Sivkotan Yud Gimel, we said if you have Ner Shabbos and Kiddush Hayom, Ner Shabbos Kodem. Zakta Mishabura Viafagab, the Kiddush Daraisa. Even though we know Kiddush Daraisa, Mikomokom Ahayayan Durabonon. Kiddush is Daraisa, but Kiddush Alayayan is only Durabonon. The Minatora Yotze Betfilo Daraisa Yotze Kiddush in the Davening Friday night. Okumosh and Nirtu Besimen Reish Ayan Alf. We'll see later in Reish Ayan Aleph. Va'odha Yochala Kaddish Alapas. And also, you don't need Yayan for Kiddush, even Durabonon, because you could always make Kiddush on bread. Look at note number 21. Ubizmanenu sheyesh or mituuras hachashmal. Nowadays that we have electric lights anyway in the house, Rav Moshe writes shayayin lekiddush kolam halakas aner. Even though the Mechaber pasklins that halakas aner comes before yayin lekiddush, but zot Rav Moshe, nowadays that we have candles anyway in the house, we have lights on, electric lights, so kiddush in fact yayin lekiddush should come first. V'chein das Rav Yosef shebamokum she'ein haner nitzrach. Kiddush lo yikashlu, if there are, there's electric light there, we're not worried about people stumbling. Hayayin lekiddush kodem laner, the yayin for kiddush would in fact, like Rav Moshe says, come before the neros. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter Sivkotan Yudalo, the reason why we said that the Ner Shabbos comes before Ner Chanukah is because of Shalom Bayis. Zok the Mishnah Berurah v'im yesh lo ner echot tzagi. If you have one candle for Ner Shabbos, that is enough. The Yotzi HaMosar LeKiddush Olo Ner Chanukah, and both scenarios that we discussed, that Ner Shabbos comes before Kiddush, Ner Shabbos comes before Ner Chanukah, that's only one candle for Ner Shabbos. But beyond that, the Kiddush comes first, and the Ner Chanukah comes first. V'gam LeChanukah B'Ner Echad Tzagi, when it comes to Ner Chanukah, one candle is enough as well. V'im Yesh Lo Ner Echad LeShabbos V'Ner Echad LeChanukah, a person has two candles, one for Shabbos, one for Chanukah. V'yesh Lo Od Matmos, and he has a little more money, he could buy an extra candle. What should he add on to? Should he add on to the Shabbos candles or the Chanukah candles? Zakta Mishabura Ner Li, Tetov Yoser Liknos Od Neros LeChanukah Lios Mina Mahajim. It's appropriate for him to add on to the candles of Chanukah because that is an aspect of Mahadrin. Okomosha Biarti Bibir Alocha, like explained in the Bir Alocha. Kosova Magan Avram, the Isha Suma Gamkin Yechol Lavarach on their Shabbos. The Magan Avram writes that a woman who is blind also can make a bracha on their Shabbos. The Nenes Gamkin Mehamaoros, because she also benefits from the light, even though she can't see the light, but by others seeing the light, they can help her move around and do things she needs to do, and therefore that's considered her getting Hanoh, and therefore she could make the bracha. Umiyah, however, im yesh lo baal shupikeach, if she has a husband who is able to see, hu yivarech, he should make the bracha. And note 23 just points out, hainu shabal yadlik liyivarech, even though the Mishabur mentions that he should make the bracha, really it means that the husband should light and make the bracha. Like we see later on, Sha'umr l'chaver l'hadok, one who tells his friend to light for him, yivarech ha-madlik v'lo ha-mitzaveh. The one who actually does the hadlaka lights and not the one who commands him to do the hadlaka. And therefore, if the husband of a blind woman is doing the hadlaka, is doing the bracha, he certainly should do the lighting as well. V'imocheles b'shulchan echarim acherim shebirchu v'edliku. If a blind woman is sitting at the same table with others that made a bracha and lit already, lo tavarach, she should not make a bracha on her candles. To ikar hatam shekulam avarachin. The ikar reason why everyone makes a bracha, even though there's an abundance of light, is mishum simcha yaseira sheyesh aydei ribaneros. It says having the abundance of candles adds an aspect of simcha. But when it comes to a blind woman, she's making a bracha because people are able to help her. It doesn't matter if there are 10 candles or 20 candles for people to help her, and therefore there is no added simcha for her, and therefore in that case, if there are other people that lit already, she should not make a bracha on her hadlaka. We'll stop here, and Amir Tz Hashem, in the next year, we will do Sif Dalud.